Employment Network's and Social Security's Ticket to Work Program. SSA Publication Number 05-10065, March 2011. The contents of this audio publication are: Introduction. What is an EN? Does it cost anything to become an EN? How many ENs will be approved? Do ENs receive upfront funding? Are beneficiaries required to use the ticket? How do ENs and ticket holders connect? Are ENs required to serve everyone? What if the ticket holder decides to work with a different EN? What if the EN decides to no longer work with the ticket holder? Can an EN continue to receive referrals from state vocational rehabilitation agencies? Will Ticket to Work program payments affect other funding sources? How do ENs get paid? Where can I find out more about being an EN? Contacting Social Security. Introduction. Ticket to Work is an employment support program for people with disabilities who are interested in going to work or increasing their work. Its goal is to increase opportunities and choices for Social Security disability beneficiaries to obtain vocational rehabilitation, employment, and other support services from public and private providers, employers, and other organizations. Participation in the Ticket to Work program begins when a person gives his or her ticket to an Employment Network, EN, or State Vocational Rehabilitation, VR agency. What is an EN? An EN is an entity that contracts with the Social Security Administration to either provide or coordinate the delivery of the necessary services to Social Security disability beneficiaries. The EN can be a single individual, a partnership, alliance, public and/or private, or a consortium of organizations collaborating to combine resources to serve ticket holders. Does it cost anything to become an EN? The application process to become an EN is free. Contact the Ticket to Work Operations Support Manager at the Ticket Call Center, toll free at 1-866-968-7842 or TTY 1-866-833-2967 to receive free consultation and assistance in understanding or completing the request for proposal. How many ENs will be approved? There is no limit to the number of ENs that will be approved. Social Security is contracting with as many qualified entities as possible from both the public and private sector. Do ENs receive upfront funding? The Ticket to Work program is a performance-based program. ENs receive payments when the ticket holder achieves certain employment-related milestones or outcomes. ENs that need upfront capital can use the Employment Capitalization Resource Directory, www.yourtickettowork.com/EN_cap_resource, which provides information on potential funding resources. Are beneficiaries required to use the ticket? The Ticket to Work program is voluntary. A ticket holder can choose if, when, and where to use his or her ticket. How do ENs and ticket holders connect? When ticket holders receive notice in the mail from Social Security that they are eligible to participate in the program, they are encouraged to contact the Ticket to Work Operations Support Manager to learn about the ENs in their area and the services they provide. Ticket holders also can view an online directory that is open to the public. Interested ticket holders can contact any EN they wish. ENs have access to basic contact information on ticket holders who are in their service area and not working with another EN. ENs are encouraged to reach out to ticket holders and advocates in their communities. In addition, Social Security will periodically conduct local outreach events to connect motivated beneficiaries with ENs. Are ENs required to serve everyone? Unless otherwise mandated by other legislation or rules governing their organization, ENs are not required to serve everyone. ENs elect which specific services they want to offer, which people they are capable of serving, and in which geographical area they will work. What if the ticket holder decides to work with a different EN? A ticket holder can choose at any time to seek the services of a different EN. The previous EN may be eligible to share in the payments. What if the EN decides to no longer work with the ticket holder? To no longer work with a ticket holder, the EN simply needs to notify the operations support manager in writing that it wishes to end its agreement with the ticket holder. The ticket holder is then responsible for finding a new EN to continue in the program if the individual wishes to do so. Can an EN continue to receive referrals from state vocational rehabilitation agencies? A provider can serve as an EN and continue to partner with the state VR agency. There are rules regarding ticket assignments and EN payments for those ticket holders served by both state VR agencies and ENs. Will Ticket to Work program payments affect other funding sources? Organizations or individuals wishing to become an EN should check with their funding sources to determine if EN payments will impact the funding they receive from other funding sources. How do ENs get paid? When a ticket holder achieves certain employment milestones and outcomes, the EN submits a request for payment and evidence of the ticket holder's earnings to the operations support manager. A notice will be sent when the request has been approved. The payment will then be deposited electronically to the EN's financial institution. Where can I find out more about being an EN? To find out more about becoming an EN, call the Operations Support Manager at the Ticket Call Center. Toll free at 1-866-968-7842. TTY number 1-866-833-2967. Or you can visit its website at www.yourtickettowork.com. or Social Security special website at www.socialsecurity.gov/work. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213 for the deaf or hard of hearing. Call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.